Because I can't imagine anything worse than not having your own country. It's not just about not having your own home, but they have nowhere to return to. And it saddens me. I can't think of anything worse than being somewhere strange, somewhere you don't want to be, in some really not a very well-conditioned camp, and you haven't got a home to return to. And at the moment, it looks as if this could go on for years and years. It's not a quick solution that we can put right, so we need to help these people.
And was it a decision that you came to relatively quickly, or did you have to go put a lot of thought into whether you'd open up your home to someone?
Once I make a decision, that's it. Once I'd gone down that path, I'd thought it through. Once I'd decided, then yes, I wanted to open up my home. But if I don't get the ball rolling in saying, yes, come on, I can do something, and I think I could take somebody in my home, then nothing's going to happen.
You live here on your own. Has it crossed your mind the sort of the safety aspect of having somebody else who you don't know and you don't know where they've come from or what they've been through coming into your home?
I think it probably concerns other people more than it concerns me. I've been to a lot of places all over this world. I've travelled, and I've stayed in the most obscure places, and I never really felt life threatened. But if I felt uneasy, I wouldn't have that person in the home. That's it. They'd have to go. So I think it's got to be done properly, as properly as it possibly can do. I think there's got to be support that if things don't work out, where do we all stand? What if the person and people that come here were very unhappy? What are their rights? And what are my rights, if I'm not happy with the situation?
Obviously, some of the people who are coming out of Syria, I think the majority of them, have been through a lot of emotional trauma, some of them physical, some of them have lost family members. I mean, that could prove difficult in that, they may have perhaps psychological issues. Is that something you're prepared for? You've thought
Yes,
about?
I have thought about that. My last job was working in mental health in Tooting. So I have had some experience of people around me who have all sorts of problems. Yes, I've had some experience with that. And because I've travelled a lot on my own, I took a year out, and I've seen some sights. And I care. I think it's to do more than anything else. It's my heart, I think, that I just want to do something. I don't want to just talk about it and keep campaigning, come on, let's do this, that, and the other. I actually want to say, right, I can do it.
Some people might think, why are you taking in a Syrian refugee and not a homeless British person?
Yeah.
What would you say?
And that's because, yes, my heart goes out to anybody that's homeless here, and I do quite a lot of work for Crisis every year, every Christmas. So I'm very aware of that. So that wouldn't stop. But they're not refugees. These are refugees that do not have a country, which is completely different to being homeless.
What have you made of both the international and the UK's response to the crisis?
Well, I think the UK had to be kicked into it. It wasn't until we saw all those distressing pictures a couple of weeks ago, the baby being washed up, that I think the country turned, I think, and thought, right, no, we just can't accept that. I think it's like a lot of things. If it's out of sight, we don't perhaps react in the same way as when we actually see all these dreadful things on the television. And I think that's what changed it. But I think right at the beginning, we should have done more. Should have done more.
And do you think that the response as it is now, although it's perhaps late, is enough?
It's a start. I don't know, what is enough? Where do we start and where do we end? I suspect that this is just the beginning. And I think 20,000 that David Cameron has agreed to take in over the next 5 years, I think will increase. And I hope it does, because 20,000 is a drop in the ocean.
Not everyone is going to perhaps open up their home to a refugee as you're choosing to do. A lot of people would feel uncomfortable about it for whatever reasons, but may want to help in other ways. Do you think, there are other ways to help apart from doing what you're doing?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are. Unfortunately, there's so many other worthwhile causes out there. You know, this is something I feel strongly about, but I quite understand that others don't, and others have their own preferences, if you like, or their heart goes towards something else, and that's fine. I don't think anybody should feel under any obligation or pressure to do something that they don't feel they are committed to, or felt or made to feel guilty because they're not. Oh, you know, I'd like to give a room, but I can't. Blah 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 blah. No, you know, it's got to be because you feel heartfelt to do it, and know that you have the capabilities as best as you possibly can to do it.